A year ago, the U.S. Department of Labor sued a West Valley farm over its treatment of temporary workers brought to this country under H-2A visas. Last month, the case settled with an agreement that G Farms will follow the law going forward or face contempt of court. For more on this, we're joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who has covered the story from the start. Matt, good morning. Please refresh us on what happened and how we got to this point.
Good morning, Steve. So the farm in question is located near El Mirage, and as you mentioned, it's called G Farms. Last year, it hosted about 70 migrant farm workers through the H-2A program. It's really important to note that demand for H-2A workers in Arizona overall has been growing steadily for years. Anyway, when federal inspectors visited G Farms, they found workers living in converted school buses, truck trailers, and a shed. This was in contrast to what had been put on applications for H-2A workers, which was that they would live in hotel rooms. There was also an issue with payroll, so the federal government sued. G Farms later paid the state of Arizona about $1,700 in fines, and just last month, the lawsuit was settled.
And Matt, remind us, didn't the government tout this case as part of increased efforts to go after people who actually abuse migrant farm workers?
That's absolutely correct. Now, the Labor Department would not do an interview yesterday about the settlement with G Farms, but I did speak with a lawyer for G Farms, Mike King, with Gamage & Burnham. He says the settlement is basically what they agreed to at the beginning of the case: follow the law and don't take advantage of people. He also says the payroll issue was an accounting problem that was quickly fixed, and his client, Santiago Gonzalez, immediately put the workers in hotel rooms like the H-2A application said he would.
Once it was brought to Mr. Gonzalez's attention, the workers were moved within 24 hours or less.
Now, Matt, Mike King says brought to his attention. Did the farm's owner not know where the workers were being housed?
He says that last year was the first time G Farms worked with some contractors that handled and submitted all the applications for H-2A workers to the Labor Department. He also says the owner of G Farms didn't see all the applications before they were sent in. In a news release on the settlement, the Labor Department said the G Farms case was not the first time these contractors had misrepresented information on applications for guest workers. King says G Farms was also misled.
It was a shock to learn that my clients had been led astray so significantly by people who were not first-time offenders.
So the penalty for G Farms has only been a $1,700 state fine and an agreement to follow the law.
That's right. And I ask King how he responds to people who look at this and say, that's not even a slap on the wrist. He says the workers told lawyers from both sides during depositions, interviews during the case, that they were happy with the work at G Farms and would really like to come back.
That tells you a lot about what actually went on. When the ones who were supposedly harmed don't think they were harmed and in fact thought it was a very good job for them.
And Matt, finally, we're on the cusp of watermelon season here in Arizona. That's a time when H-2A workers are needed to get the harvest in. Are these workers going to come back to work for G Farms?
King tells me G Farms has not sent in any applications for H-2A workers this year, but it is working with other groups to find farm workers.
KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.